This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, faithfulness to the promise and covenant. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of being faithful to the promise in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that Islam gives importance to the justice, and therefore, one of the necessities of justice is to be faithful to the promise. In the Quran, in chapter 5, verse 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said clearly that, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ufu bil uqud, or those who believed, be faithful to the covenant that you have made, to the promises and the covenants that you have made. And here, when we look at the word al-uqud in the Arabic language, we see that there is alif lam in the beginning, which tells us that this cover everything. This covers the covenant with the God. This covers the covenant amongst the people. It covers the covenant in the political field. It covers the covenant in the economical field. It covers the covenant in the defense, in the field of defense, in the social life, and so on. So it covers every single aspect of a person's life, even in different fields, with different people, with different entities, even with the God, that we must be faithful to the covenant that we have made. Therefore, it has a vast area that it covers, and it is necessary that we must be faithful. And therefore, we see that even in the Islamic economics, when we talk about the justice in the economics, to deal with the justice, the main thing is that we must be faithful to the covenants that we have made in order to apply the justice, in order to have trust amongst the people, in order to have dealing or to do trade. It all depends on the trust, and the trust comes with faithfulness of the covenant. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of being faithful to the promise or covenant. It is necessary in Islam to be faithful, because the main theme of Islam is justice. And we said that in the Quran, Allah has clearly said that be faithful to the promises or covenants that you have made. Especially in the economical field, we know that if we want to have trust amongst the people, if we want to have the trust and the nobility amongst the people, it is necessary to be faithful to the promises that we are making. Even in the political field, we see that if someone wants the votes and he makes some promises in order to get some vote from the public, in order to become a minister, maybe the prime minister or the president, and if he does not fulfill the promises that he has made, the covenants that he had made, if he cannot fulfill that, people never trust. They obviously stand against such a person. Therefore, it is necessary to fulfill. On the other hand, in the Islamic teachings, when we look at the sayings of the Prophet, we see that the Prophet has clearly said that la deena liman la ahdala, that the person who does not fulfill his promises, the one who is not faithful to the promises and covenants, la deena lahu, there is no religion for him. He is not a religious person. Therefore, one of the signs of someone being religious, one of the signs, you know, the person who is known as religious is not by just praying 5-time prayers. It's not just by fasting or having beard or maybe wearing hijab. The Prophet is saying that the one who is faithful to the promise, he is a religious person. And if there is someone who apparently looks religious but he never fulfills his promises, there is no deen for such a person. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.